Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
This is Sonny and Cher's last time singing this. They went on Letterman, they hadn't talked in years. Letterman got them back together.
We were not known. The old father house. I didn't know they didn't speak.
Yeah, it wasn't really a great breakup.
Yes, I got him.
I remember, like, she left and then became a huge star. And he kind of just went in the background, then ran for Senate, and he kind of had his own little thing, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sound no fade away.
Ooh, I just got the chills.
Right?
I love her.
With three of them.
Look at her looking at him.
Just dead, so we don't want to have them. But at least I'm sure involved with play to us.
This makes me want to cry.
Kevin's giving me his hand to hold. You're so cute.
Isn't it? No, because...
I got you, baby.
Think of what they went through.
I don't know what they went
through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No. God.
Like, he was behind the scenes, and, you know, she was young, he was young. They made their mistakes, but he was so believed in her. He knew. He knew she was...
So he was you?
Well, if he was me, I didn't really have the mustache. I couldn't sing like him. But even his singing was kind of goofy and awkward, but it worked. She's so great. Friggin' Cher.
I love Cher. My dad still flips out that he met her and she hugged him.
Oh, yeah. She's got the Holy Spirit, as Randall would say.
She sure does.
They feel it's calm. Yeah, the fire.
He's so cute with her.
Yeah.
Right at you, babe.
This was a television history. The late 80s.
That's done.
Yeah, look at they forgot. Isn't that funny?
Oh, they look like they're doing karaoke now.
It was a thing.
So funny. This is the longest intro to our show ever. Because Kevin's so into this, he can't let it go. I don't want to let it go.
Right.
Oh my God. Here he is.
So needless to say, you can probably tell by now, this is a backyard breakthrough. Although, Maria, I want to say...
I got you, babe.
Yes, and I really want to put a petition in. Okay. I think there's a time for backyard breakthroughs, but I think there's also time for recliner talks.
We're on recliner talks.
It's recliner talks.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. It's been a long...
Life.
A lot going on. And may I say, on a side note, how underrated the recliner truly is. Maria, why can't we get the designers on board? We have a...
For our OG listeners, Kevin is being quite redundant. For our new listeners, Kevin is a recliner-aholic. No one in LA likes to see a recliner nor a minivan, and those are the two things he's obsessed with. So whenever anyone from Hollywood comes over to our house, they are very, they laugh because they're just like, you guys are so eccentric. We have so many recliners in this house.
Wait a second.
And I will say,
and you laugh and you mock and you push back, you do all of them. And yet, every time I see you, you're what?
The recliner. I love the recliners. I do.
Every
they
time.
They do not look aesthetically like a Pinterest board or
but they have
like
ones
an Architectural Digest or a Crate and Barrel look or anything
they
like
that. They have ones that do if you do your due diligence. We don't have them.
Well, but that's like our kitchen couch that we bought. We bought because it was recliners, but it's not cozy, so we don't sit on it, and you don't even like it.
No. You bought that because you wanted it to be stylish. It was a recliner second. It's battery operated. The battery dies. We're really getting off subject. I went because mom and dad, when your mom was alive, they were sitting separately because of that. So I took the Cadillac minivans up to Lazy Boy. Grandpa went into the warehouse, grabbed a car. Okay, those two, that'll do. Got them on sale, by the way.
Yeah, by the way.
And then they were holding
hands. MariaMenounos.com. You can get the recliner Kevin is in right now for like $150.
Yes.
They're narrow. They're easy to
space saving. Colorful if you want.
Super duper comfy.
And look at it. So to make this recliner talk happen, because this is so compact, it just slid right through all the doors.
Yeah, we were trying to find a quiet place to do the show outside of the studio. We were like, let's do it outside. And then it started getting too hot outside. And so anyhow, here we are in our spare room. We moved one of the other recliners in and we're both in our little blankies, cozy.
Yeah.
Glad to be back with you all. Thank you for holding down the fort, honey.
We were 500, Maria. I was, the backup quarterback, as we talk about many times, when Tom Brady was out. That's all Garoppolo and Brissett had to do was play 500 ball to go to the Super Bowl. So hopefully we won as many as we lost.
Yeah, might need a little bit more time from you because life is just very full right now, friends. And with a baby coming, there's so much happening. So Kevin has stepped in for me for a minute, but I will be back very, very soon.
It's tough when you're not Brady. I don't have the tools.
Yeah, Kevin works so, so hard.
I don't have the tools, so I have to use tricks. I have to go to an old playbook. I got to lean on Kelsey and other players around me. It's hard.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, it's been a thing. I always learn.
Thanks to the Heel Squad for hanging in.
Yeah.
And for always being so, so gracious. So what do we have on deck for today, honey?
You know, it's funny.
Are we talking about what we talked about last night?
You know what? I want to go over, you know, we have...
This could go from recliner talks to bedtime talks.
No. Okay, so we've had people on the show and that have really helped us, and since I was hosting it, they've really given us great advice.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
But it seems like what comes up, Maria, like I have a theory that there's 3 phases kind of to every process. Say that like Jack Lord in Hawaii 5-0 used to say it, process. But I think there's 3 phases. I think there's the, you know, there's that introductory phase, then there's that super hard work phase, and then there's when you're there phase, maintaining it. And I think that when you're trying to go after goals, achieve goals, careers, you know, you have those 3 phases. Some phases can be shorter for people than others, but I don't think you can actually eliminate
phase 1
or phase 2. I feel like if phase 1 is high school and college, that's your prep, okay, let's say. But I think with this younger generation, they want to eliminate phase 2. And then I feel like some of the advisors out there to pander to them are saying work-life balance, you know, and in a sense, you know, putting out the wrong message and preventing them from getting to phase 3. And so, you know, I bring it back to South Park and the Underpants Gnomes.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, Ray, the Underpants Gnomes, when they came and stole your underpants, they would say, phase 1, steal underpants. Phase 3, profit. And then they would ask them, what's phase 2? And they'd say, phase 1, steal underwear. Phase 3, profit. So I think, you know, with a lot of these people, it's phase 1, go to school, go to college. Phase 3, become successful. And I think that part is missing. And I think instead what we have to do is we have to find a way, you know, can we shortcut phase 2 a little bit? Can we make phase 2 a little easier? But I don't know how Steph Curry doesn't become Steph Curry without shooting 100,000 bat shots in practicing in the gym. I still don't know how, and I say to people all the time, if you know a way to get to success or any kind of goal that's lofty or worth achieving, and you can get there without phase 2, tell me. So I could do it with my goals, or I can help other people.
To the younger generation, because I'm obviously a part of it, and you're not.
No.
You're older.
No, I am not.
I think there's a lot of things going on. One, they looked at us and the older generation older than me and was like, you guys are out of your minds.
Yes. Yeah. And
they also saw the inequalities at play in such a big way, and they also have seen the toxicities, and so it's, everything is continuing to evolve. So now people can be more vocal, right? I couldn't really be vocal. Your generation definitely couldn't be vocal. It's starting to open up. And I think what you are touching on that's really interesting and important is it really depends on what you want in life. So you have to really sit down and just say, what do I really want? Do I want to be a physicist? Do I want to be a doctor? Do I want to be a lawyer? Do I want to be a TV host? Do I want to be an actor? Do I want to be any of these things? Any of these things are going to require, unfortunately, extreme dedication. Mm-hmm. And I mean extreme, because there are going to be extreme moments where you're redlining and you're exhausted. And so Elaine, our dear beloved Elaine, who was on the show for an interim period here working with us.
Yeah, signed to a 10-day contract, yes. Multiple 10-day contracts. Yeah, interim players.
We tried to lock her in the basement, but she got out.
She came and we came in knowing because she was already had a job when she got here.
So she was only going to be here a couple months. Anyway, we loved Elaine. Elaine came back. We gave her her Christmas present. And I chatted with her and I said, Elaine, listen, there's no getting around. You have big dreams and you are going to work crazy hours and there's no getting around that. And she's great with that. She's actually so great with that. I said, here's all I need you to do. All I need you to focus on right now is making sure whatever you're ingesting food-wise is as great as it can be. Get your green juices in, eat some, you know, clean, good food, really minimize the sugar and the junk, and then really focus on getting your 8 hours of sleep. If you can do those two things in this phase of your life, you will be ahead of where I was, where I wasn't getting my sleep. I was eating fast food multiple times a day, in and out of the hospital.
Not eating at all.
And I said, if you can just do those two things. So the message that it's challenging, and Kevin and I have talked about this many times before, the messages we hear on Heal Squad from these, you know, healers and enlightened people and spiritual gurus really is an important message of like taking care of yourself and balance and focusing on your health. You guys know there's nothing more important to me in life than focusing on your health and all of these subjects. That's why I devoted my life to this now. But at the same time, the message has to be taken in at every different kind of phase in your life and then kind of assessed, right? A 22-year-old can't necessarily say they want to go be a doctor and they're going to have work-life balance because it's just not possible, unfortunately. Unless you're going to figure some other route that we don't know about, you're going to have residencies, you're going to have crazy hours. But if you can focus on what you're ingesting and you can focus on your sleep and you can do the blue light glasses and the little things that we're learning all the time, to alleviate the stress on your body and on your mind and your heart and your soul as you're doing this, as you're going after your dream, that's the best that you can do. But you can't expect to have it all. No one really has it all. Everyone's sacrificing to some degree with whatever it is they're doing. A realtor is sacrificing their weekends for what they do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're doing showings all weekend. That means they're missing baby showers. They're missing weddings. They're missing all kinds of fun things, right? Yeah. So I think that it comes with a grain of salt. It's no different than even like...
Or you're dealing with a stressed out couple, and this is their like forever home. And, you know, we've been there, Maria, and they're hoping that you're the real estate agent, and they're hoping that their offer goes through and they're texting you on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because we had someone on the show who was like, you know, are you getting texts and emails on weekends? And you know.
It's not one size fits all, guys.
Yeah. And I also think like, I'm like, okay, they step into your power and own it. Well, I think in corporate America, you can do that. But it's not applicable across the board.
This is the advice.
I've owned my power and said, I'm not doing this. I remember when you and I were working, even in the carny business, I remember saying to you, Kevin, how come you have to go and unload all the trucks? And no one else is. Just don't do it. I go, Maria, I have to. It's expected of me. If I don't, then all these other people have seniority over me. He's going to go with them over me. It's already hard enough. He's got guys here 8-9 years. And I was at a time with the economy. Everyone loved working in that on the weekends, remember? And he paid cash. And everyone was always wanting work. And I'm like, I have to work harder than all these other people if I'm going to keep my job. And I'm like, and if I don't, he's going to take it personally and not hire me. And the few times I, quote, owned my power, I paid. I was punished. And so, you know, I think that a lot of that stuff sounds good on paper, but there's just times where there's also about hanging in.
So it's really about any advice you get, taking it in, sitting with it, seeing how it applies or can apply to you, and then filtering it a little bit sometimes, right? So I think I talked about this once before. I had a therapist I was working with who's helping me with boundaries, and he's amazing. And he gave me amazing advice. There was a situation at work, and there was this person that was constantly breaching boundaries. And he gave me kind of that, like, you know, I wonder how it was said. It was like, you know, I would really appreciate it if you didn't breach my boundaries and da-da-da-da-da-da. And like, you know, and just gave me this stock answer, which, by the way, as I'm getting it, as someone who's never had boundaries, like, oh my God, let me write this down. This is amazing. But then what I did was I sat with it and I said, Kevin, if I send this text, this is not me, it's him. They're going to know that, wow, right? Like, how many letters and notes and emails and texts have we gotten from people?
I recently just responded to someone, and when I, the last thing I ended with, and to whatever friend helped you write this,
yeah,
I'm hoping they're reading this as well because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, maybe other people don't know, but I'm like, I wasn't born yesterday. I know your therapist just wrote this, or I know your best friend just wrote this, or like, there's a cadence to your writing that now is just completely changed. So I knew that if I sent that out, they were going to be like, okay, that's not her. Someone wrote that for her. And then they were going to get really upset. And so I said to myself, let me chat with Kevin. Here's the advice. And then he and I worked on it. And we massaged it and filtered it so that it was me.
It still was ugly, too.
And yeah, do you remember?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, she just, I mean, this person, can you imagine, I'll just take it out of Hollywood. We're in a work environment.
I had so many of these things, by the way, guys, that and I don't even remember the scenario.
This is nothing.
He's my elephant.
This is just nothing. It's just Maria post-brain tumor who's just had enough. But this is nothing compared to the other stuff. But it's a nothing one. But here's Maria. So I will say, let's forget she's a celebrity and let's just put it out into the corporate world. She's clearly a senior person. You know, she is in an executive position. And in comes a person who is not your equal in terms of work, okay, as a subordinate, so to speak. But even if she was an equal, a fellow executive, it still would be messed up. Had never met you before, walks up and says, oh my God, I need to know legit who your plastic surgeon is, and I want to be connected immediately. And not, okay, you're going to think like she was saying it to compliment Maria for how young she looks. No, she actually wanted to know the plastic surgeon Maria works with, and I need to know immediately.
Who does your Botox? And yeah, it's like, whoa, hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
It was like,
and this person would continuously barge into my dressing room just unannounced.
So Maria, and again, in the dressing room is when you're changing. So Maria's in half naked and the door opens and it's like, oh, wait, and there's, you know, 10 crewmen looking in. I mean, just invasive, inappropriate. And, but we work in a business, unfortunately. And I know a lot of females, this, you may relate to this, where if Maria puts up boundaries that should put up, she's a bitch. She's difficult to, if it's the wrong person receives that, they go and paint you as a diva, as a bitch, as difficult to work with, and here we go, and on we go. So it really isn't this own your power, one size fits all, like you're saying, Maria. It's delicate, and even the way you handle it politely eventually, because this just went on and on and on, you know, she chose to just kind of stomp her feet and be angry about it, but whatever ended up happening, she showed her true colors, and they moved on from her. But it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's not so easy to just, quote, own your power. I personally think sometimes you ignore them. Sometimes you don't respond to them, you know, or react. Definitely don't react to them, but don't respond, and then they kind of can start to get the...
Well, you have to look at who you're dealing with,
right,
what their level of consciousness is,
mm,
right? So where are they at on the scale? And if you don't have this scale, it's funny. I feel like we have a copy of it. Tony Robbins teaches it. It's like different elevations of people. There's like the really angry person who's like, everybody's, you know, I'm getting screwed, whatever, the victim. And then as you go up and up and up and up and up the scale, you're going to the people who are like more, you know, spiritually enlightened or whatever. You just got to kind of see. I always think about it like a building, and everyone's on a different floor. And what floor is this person on?
Ooh,
and
I like
can
that.
I meet them on their floor? Because sometimes they're going to be above me, sometimes they're going to be below me, right? Like, I've done a certain amount of work. I haven't done more than others, though, right? So I have to reach up to some other people. And then other times I have to try to get myself down on their level, excuse me, to reach them. And the way you're going to reach them is way different than you're going to reach other people. So I think it's kind of an overall kind of discussion of, when you get advice, filter it to your situation.
Oh, so now, okay, so let's clarify.
Individual, it's just like health advice.
So what you're saying is when you get advice about your career, and including how you deal and how to respond with people, is that what you mean?
Everything. Like I said, what we're talking about is, you know, if a therapist gives you advice on how to set your boundaries, filter it a little so it's not, because then they're also going to have a little less respect for you or get even angrier when they know you are not saying this. It's not organic to
you. Well, when the response comes from.
Yeah.
When you just want to know specifically what
you're
talking
about. There's that, but also what we were talking about earlier, where
if you're being advised to not work hard in phase two and just...
Yeah, you gotta
own your power.
That advice isn't necessarily geared to you in your 20s. It's geared to someone in their 40s that's already gone through that path.
Right.
So... It's hard in life. We hear all these messages, and I'm glad you brought this up, Kev, because I think it is a worthy discussion, not to poo-poo on the young generation, to really just guide and share that all advice is meant for someone at the right time in their life. It's not meant for everyone in every time, right? If I give advice about work-life balance to my dad, who's 79, my dad's going to be like, I mean, my dad's an exception. He's still working. But most people are like, I'm old. I don't need to work, bitch, right? What are you talking about? Work-life balance to a 20-something-year-old. Wait, you just started the journey.
Right.
That's for someone who's kind of taken the lumps. And it's like, to make it further in life and survive and be healthy, you've got to take it back. Because you've been a nurse doing 50 shifts a week and you're exhausted and your health is, you know, coming apart at the seams, and you have alopecia and you've got autoimmune conditions. Like, you need work-life balance.
So I think it comes back to awareness and having that acute awareness that I'm always going to say this, because everyone who comes on the show, Maria, that is super successful, they just have an awareness that the rest of us don't. So in your 20s, if you can have an awareness to say, hey, this is a goal I want to go for. I know I want to go for it. And then know all that comes with it. We have a friend, Randall, you saw her say, and all that comes with it. And know that what's going to come with it is the sacrifice. But you may have an awareness to go, you know what? I actually don't want that goal. I just want to have fun in my 20s.
Totally fine.
Knowing, but don't be bitter in your 30s and 40s and begrudge other people who have worked hard and have earned it and have ended up on the other side. But again, it's that awareness. I say, because you don't have the acute awareness in your 20s, unless you're special, and there are people, Maria, you had it. I certainly didn't have it. Then I think that if there's ever a time to what I call redline, push your body beyond its limits, if there's ever a time, the 20s is the time to do it. And then I think...
But we're smarter now, so let me jump in.
Go ahead.
We're smarter now, and we know more. So do it for the end goal, but do it in the best way possible.
Manage it. So what I was going to add, Maria, is yes, the Greek, eat as well as you can, and sleep as much as you can, because there's going to be times that's going to get compromised too. But it's also a mindset of going in, rather than going in, and unfortunately, if, you know, you had a childhood that had one activity after another, and, you know, it was fun, and it was prom, and it was sports, and, you know, you can't go into this thinking it's going to be like that. If you go in with a mindset like, hey, it's going to be hard, it's going to be tough, it's going to be, you know, as an intern in a doctor's office, it's going to be sleepless, that's what I'm going into. So now you're not disappointed. I think a lot of the people go into it thinking, I'm going to have balance, or this is going to be fun, or this is going to be a lot faster than I thought it was. But if you mentally prepare yourself that it's going to be a grind, I think if you divorce from outcomes as much as you can, and then I think all the other workarounds you said, Maria, but in addition, how do you can minimize any kind of toxicity.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
You have outside of that, those dreams and those goals, and that's food and that is alcohol and drugs and all that stuff, but it's also toxic people and toxic energy that's around you. That, you know, your body can't do it. I think, Maria, with you, in your phase two...
What phase am I in now?
Phase three.
Okay.
Phase three. I mean, but I think you're still... But you still carry... But with each new goal, there's a three-phase process.
Yeah. So you're back to phase one?
You're back to phase one, and it's like, okay, you know, so...
Gonna grind. I gotta write a book.
Yeah, or if you're acting, you know, that's kind of a new. It's you've done it, but yeah. it's new to star in an entire movie, and you know, so it is. So, but you hopefully know how to manage it better. But think of how much harder, Maria, your phase two was with the toxicity that was around you. So, if you had toxic family or toxic friends, think of how much harder they made it on us, right?
Totally.
And we did our best to minimize it, but think of how hard. It was, you know, so I don't know. I think that I think it's an awareness of if you want to go for it, then it's the awareness of it is going to be tough. I am going to have to redline. I'm going to have to make some sacrifices and cut some corners. But there's the other things, like you said, the blue light, the.
Yeah, there's so many.
Blue light glasses.
Even just, I mean, I think about what I've applied in the last.
Yeah, what do you do, Maria, when you're in phase two is of different...
The last 6 months to a year or so, like even Dr. not doctor, Elisa Vitti, teaching us about how to eat in the proper order so that our endocrine systems are happy, right?
Yeah.
We all have so many hormonal issues, and or a lot of us do. And so just eating the vegetables first, and then the protein and fat, and then the carbs, eating in that layered approach is so helpful to your body. I've seen so much of a difference since then. The blue light glasses, there was a period where I couldn't find them, and I got so tired every day, and it was from the excessive blue light. And now I'm getting so many of my like nurse friends and doctor friends and everybody on board, getting that sunlight, doing the circadian rhythm. If you're working in production like Elaine is, you're up at 6 a.m.
We bought Elaine an indoor, one of the daylight lights to have at her desk, because she is kind of living what that vampire life a lot of us live.
Shout out that company, by the way. Where did you get them from?
We'll put it in the notes.
Okay, perfect.
We'll put it in the notes. Yeah, so we got her a red light and we got her a daylight, and she has them at her desk because she happens to be at a cubicle, Maria, during, especially in winter, she's during most of the daylight hours, so she's being deprived of that.
So there's certain things like that, that you, if you're in phase one and you're just going after your dreams. I hope we're talking to you. If you're at phase two, yeah.
Right.
Those are some things, getting your circadian rhythm.
Can I offer one more thing that you do, Maria?
What?
You've cut out all toxic programming.
Oh, yeah. That's, you fought me on it in the beginning, and now you're on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
But
we haven't even talked about that, honey.
All right, talk to me.
But you were not really on board. You were like, oh, you were kind of annoyed.
Just TV is awesome.
Because TV was like our social life for him and I.
Cheap.
At
effective,
some point.
Affordable.
Even like House of Dragons came on and we watched the first episode. I couldn't get through.
And if you don't know, House of Dragons is kind of the follow-up to Game of Thrones.
Which we were obsessed with.
Right.
And I said, Kevin, I can't do this. I'm so sorry. I can't watch anything that is intense or dark or any of it. I can't watch any of it. I can only watch funny and light and happy.
Or we'll watch Goofy.
Or Goofy, like 90 Day Fiancé, MILF Manor.
Right, it's light, but when we went too far, because someone was like, watch Love After Lockup.
Yeah.
And we watched the preview of it, and it was like, oh, it was really dark.
Oh, yeah, these scary criminals are basically in your bedroom. I'm like, wait, I can
have a visceral
experience.
Because we were watching it in our bed with the TV in our bedroom.
Which we don't do a lot anymore. We don't.
Thank you, too. Shout out to What Heel Squad guest told us no more.
That was
Dear Media Girl.
Lauren. Yes. Lauren from Dear Media. I'm trying to
said, no more. Get it out of the bedroom. And I just, obviously, it was very painful for me. But we really don't use it as often.
Lauren Bosick.
But when you said that, Maria, you like, Kevin, this is in our bedroom. These dark, dark criminals, toxic people
are in our bedroom.
And it really hit me. It was just, it didn't feel right. And I'm like, you know what? You're right, Maria. I'm out. And for me, I'll tell you, with House of Dragons, for me, it wasn't so much of the toxic and the killing, the violence. It was like, I don't have it emotionally in me to go through another 10 seasons and another 10 years of my life to dedicate to this. I don't have the physical energy because I'm in phase two and redlining. I don't have that energy to give.
Yeah. No, it's been a game changer, guys. Like, really, really making the bedroom a place to sleep. Lauren Bosick said this to me, and I'm so grateful. There are moments, once in a while as a treat, yeah. We'll watch one thing before we go to bed, but we rarely do it now. What we do is we watch somewhere else, and then we go up and we go to sleep. And it's we're watching.
Yeah, more stuff that's fun. And recently, Maria, like we watched, something about Otto. It's a Tom Hanks movie,
but it was
inspiring and sweet. Made me cry. I'm like, for me anyway, that fills my cup and gives me energy, whereas the other stuff is dark and takes away.
Yeah.
And I don't want it right now at this phase of my life. In my phase two, you know, I'm trying to prepare to be a dad. We have a lot of, unfortunately, life got in the way with our house, you know, like the house we want for Connecticut and water damage everywhere.
There's been a lot going on.
Totaled the whole house and all my renovations I physically did. I mean, but so I don't have it in me. I still have to redline to make that happen for you and for this baby. I tell you all the time, I don't have a way to do self-care practices. Like my friend Ann, she joked, she's like, self-care practices, yeah. I take 5 showers a week. That's my stuff. But for some of us, we can't, you know, I can't. So I have to minimize all those other things. So with that, you and Maria,
guys,
that
we're wrapping up our
recliner talks. Whoa, do you want to?
No, I'm just, you just talking about it, and I'm like, it's crazy. Like, every time we talk about it, I'm like, we're having a baby. It's bananas to me.
Bananas.
That this is actually happening, and we're so grateful, and we're so excited. And so, yeah, we're feverishly kind of, you know, getting affairs in order, and Kevin's going to figure out how to top to bottom remodel a house now in Connecticut that pipe burst in, and it's been a lot going on. So
it's been a thing,
but all blessings in disguise.
You know, right?
All the bad things are always, I put out a social post recently that the Queen's put on Heel Squad, and it's like, when bad things happen, Kevin's like regular guy version is, bad things happen, something good's coming. And so he knows that the second bad things are happening, he like instantly is like, something good's going to be coming soon. And for me, I just know that, you know, like I said in the post, sometimes Tyson knocks me out and it takes me a minute, but I get back up and I'm like, wait, this happened for a reason. Okay, this is God redirecting me. This is a redirect. And I'm going to pay attention and I'm going to listen to all the clues of why this is happening. Right. So, for example, the house, you know, completely flooded. And we had been up until that moment trying to figure out how do we add on to it so we have a little bit more space for the baby. And we were actually sending my dad to look at other houses just days before. Dad, is there, you know, there's a couple houses on the street, little teeny, like little places, like maybe we'll grab one of those. And, you know, we're just thinking about stuff like that. And then the pipe bursts. And now it's like, well, we're going to get to remodel it to what we exactly need and want. And so, of course, I think that's my mom. But I instantly knew that that was a blessing. I was like, Dad, wait, I get the kitchen I wanted. This is awesome. He goes, Maria, shh, the insurance people are here. I go, Dad, it doesn't matter. They're going to demolish everything. I get to do what I want now. This is great. I have no say in this. I didn't burst the pipe. It's just the fact.
Well, the one exercise that you do, and now I do it, every time something bad does happen, I'll pause and go, why this happened, Maria?
Yeah.
I'll now ask why now?
Furthermore, I challenge you, the idea we had was when the baby is born, at that point, we would spend the rest of the year in Connecticut with the baby. So now that's not necessarily possible, although we're going to have a rental. But does that mean we're not supposed to be there? That was the goal. That was the intention. And so that, even just now, as I'm talking it through.
Wait, so we're not supposed to be there or no?
That's my point. Maybe we're not supposed to be there.
Maybe here's
we're
what
supposed
I think.
To be here.
Or maybe we're not supposed to be in that house. Maybe we're supposed to be in a house that's better for us at that time.
I don't think that's it. I think we're not supposed to be back there, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, because there's some reason why we might need to be here. And that's where I kind of think, okay, well, I'm going to surrender. Maybe my mom is telling me something without telling me. Maybe God is like, no, there's going to be a reason you're going to have to be in LA. So don't put all the effort into making the Connecticut thing happen. And then that's it. So I just kind of follow the breadcrumbs and I try to piece it together. And then when I can't figure it out, I just ask for more signs and they come. Sometimes I forget to ask for signs. Right now, I'm going to ask for a sign tonight.
Okay.
On, are we supposed to go to Connecticut? Are we supposed to stay in LA with this child?
I think we're in the phase two, Maria, to bring it back of all of this.
We're back to phase two?
I think we're in the phase two, well, of being parents.
Sleep.
No, of being parents and also, Maria, how do we get out? Right, you know, like right now, we have to suck it up. We literally have no place. We're like people without a country, you know, like we have LA here, but, you know, we don't know if this is the best place to, you know.
Well, long term, we don't want to be here to raise a baby.
Yeah. You know, we want to be in a neighborhood anyway. So I digress. You know,
we have a lot. This is what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, these are recliner jogs. And listen, if you're not really clear on phase two, I want to bring in the underwear.
God, South Park.
The underpants gnomes, who maybe can explain it better, with our friends from South Park. Okay, I want you to stand by. So just to get you up to speed, the boys from South Park, Kyle, Stan, and Cartman, they have now found the cave to the underwear gnomes. Okay, so let's just take it from there and see what happens.
Huge. Yeah, it's almost as big as Cartman's ass. Nearly empty, you get. This is where all our work is done. So what are you going to do with all these underpants?
That's the underwear gnomes.
Underpants is just phase one. Phase one, collect underpants. So what's phase two?
It's a little bit.
What's phase two? Phase one, we collect underpants. What about phase two? Phase three, prep dinner? I don't get it. Phase one, collect underpants. Phase two?
Phase three, prep. Phase two had a big question mark.
That's known as a cleanup of the corporals. Man, that
oh my god. Hey, they're not gonna get that part.
No, but you're seeing the subtle poke at corporation.
It was so funny. If you guys don't watch South Park, oh my god, it's so funny.
Do you know anything about corporate takeovers? Well, we could explain that, sir.
Yes.
Well, Louvel, underpants.
Kevin is out of his mind, guys.
There you go. I'm going to take you and me.
Phase one, collect underpants. Phase two, phase three, profit.
I'll take the, you know, Maria, everyone talks about Simon and Garfunkel. And then when they're not talking about Simon and Garfunkel, they're talking about Paul Simon because he did all the songwriting and then he went and had a big singles career. But you know what people don't realize? Art Garfunkel had a couple of songs of his own, maybe even only one.
Who's Art?
Art is the other singer, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
It's a beautiful song. I bruise you.
Bruise?
You bruise me.
Oh, but
you do more.
Shut up.
We both bruise. We bruise too easily.
This sounds like very abusive.
I don't
like,
no. I love you.
You do.
And that's all I know.
But you bruise me?
Well, they're saying they have, like, you know, they got this.
I get it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it's just so aggressive to come out. Like, I bruise you, you bruise me. I'm like, whoa, what's happening here?
You know, Art Garfunkel, when he lost his voice, like, 2 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. He's singing in a different range and trying to get it back.
Oh.
Anyway.
I love you, too.
A little music trivia on the way.
And we love all of you.
Of Recliner Talks.
This has been another episode of Recliner Talks, brought to you by Lazy Boy. Not officially yet, but someday.
Someday should. Big fan of Lazy Boy.
Big fan.
Big fan.
And the Chrysler Pacifica minivans.
Yes, because...
Shout out to the Toyota Siennas, though. Kevin's a big fan of the Toyota Siennas.
Yes, I have. Listen, we can go over the pros and cons and bonus coverage at some of the PowerPoint. You've got the stow-and-go seats in the Chrysler. But then in my Toyota Sienna, you've got the actual recliners to bring it back home, Maria. The Toyota Sienna that I have in Connecticut, recliners be. Okay, she's tipped out, not paying attention to me. What a surprise. You know, you don't pay attention, but yet you look pretty high off the hog, don't you?
Yep, on my recliner.
All right, you guys. Well,
my recliner.
What is your signature outro, please?
Be nice people, make good choices. And be present.
But this, peace out.
The ending comes at last.
Stay.
An ending's come too fast, Sybil.
Too fast, son.
Bye. And bye, Dad.
And I love you, man.
First.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.